You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.
I'm so excited to tell you JCPenney and country music singer-songwriter Walker Hayes are partnering together on a new limited-time men's collection for the everyday guy. What I love about Walker Hayes is his laid-back nature. He's a family man, and being a country megastar while also having seven kids, you know he likes to keep his style cool and casual. This new collection is perfect for the guy living the t-shirt life or someone wanting some fresh options that feel just as good. It's easy to wear, affordable styles that celebrate the ultimate family man, along with the quality, durability, and sensibility dads appreciate. Available online Saturday, May 4th at jcp.com and in-store Thursday, May 16th. Just in time for Father's Day. Limited time only. JCPenney, make it count.
You're listening to Rewind, to listen back on press conferences, highlights, and analysis from the 76ers' previous game. 76ers got what they needed tonight, a 115-106 victory over the New York Knicks. They also got a couple other things, which were some big performances from guys who they need to step up for however long the team is going to be without Ben Simmons and Joel Embiid. I'm Brian Seltzer down here at the center, leading the way for the Sixers, Tobias Harris, his second highest scoring performance of the season with 34 points. He was 14 of 21 from the field, 3 of 6 from 3, 7 rebounds, 7 assists, and most importantly, you could tell he was dialed in. He was locked in from the outset of the game. He scored the Sixers' first 7 points, had 14 in the first quarter, and 23 by intermission. That is exactly what the 76ers needed coming off a tough 14-point loss against lowly Cleveland last night, a game in which Harris, quite frankly, did not have his best night. Al Horford also had an off night against the Cavaliers yesterday. Tonight, he was really, really good. This is like vintage Al Horford, what we saw tonight in just under 34 minutes. 15 points, 9 assists, that's a season high, plus 7 boards, 5 of 10 from the field. He had a couple clutch baskets late when the Knicks were nipping at the 76ers' heels. And Shake Milton continues to do great things when given opportunities. In 2 straight games, starting in place of Ben Simmons, Milton has combined for 39 points. He had 20 last night, 19 tonight, 6 of 7 from the field. Get this, 5 for 5 from outside the arc, 3 rebounds and 4 assists, plus a couple block shots. Josh Richardson, 5 of 13 from the field, 0 of 4 from 3, 7 rebounds, 11 points. But when the Sixers needed a boost in the third quarter, if you were following the whole game, Richardson was very important during that stretch. He scored 8 in a row at one point to give the Sixers some needed breathing room and separation against the Knicks team that never quite went away tonight. But the Sixers, the moral of the story, they got a win. They needed a win. They are on the winning side of things for the 6th time in their last 8 games. Now 37-23, they sweep the season series from the Knicks, which dropped to 17-42. Tom McGinnis called tonight's game. The 76ers getting great performances, Tom, from guys who needed to give them great performances. And we'll start with Tobias Harris and Al Horford.
Well, Brian, I'm going to turn it around and go back. You know, what was the first question in coach's press conference? Didn't somebody say, did you talk to Harris, Richardson, and Horford about, you know, getting a little more aggressive? And coach said, well, not yet. We're going to have a pregame meeting. But the point was that obviously without Ben and Joel, somebody was going to have to step up, and it's obvious that those three guys amongst the starters and the veterans, and particularly Harris, who's averaged 20, would have to have that mindset. And you could tell right from the tap that Tobias had that with the way he was getting after it, driving it, shooting it, and they picked it up. And then Shake, as Brett Brown said, you know, it's a little bit of a surprise. He's gone 5 for 5 and 9 of 11 from 3 over the last 2 games, because that's incredible shooting, the best of his career. But it's not a surprise that he's been able to do what he's done. And, you know, like people get into it, is he a one or is he a two? Well, he's a basketball player that can handle the ball. He played college point guard at SMU, and he can score the ball. He's going to play, and he is a rotation player for the Sixers for now until, right? Because, yeah. I mean, he has proven he's going to be able to play, and he is, again, you don't have to run things for him. He's just it's great how sometimes talent emerges, opportunity steps up, and Shake Milton has really taken it. Horford had one of his best games of the year without doubt, and you got a lot of really solid performances, incremental performances throughout the course of the night from guys like Korkmaz, and Matisse had a nice stint early in the game. Kyle O'Quinn came in, and a nice victory here against a New York team that, you know, just hasn't been able to get over the top. They've been competitive. And like I said, they, you know, obviously this is a difficult season for them, but they did not go away lightly, and the Sixers had to take the game, and they did.
76ers over the next 115-106. There is a report from The Athletic. Following the game tonight, Joel Embiid will be reevaluated for his left shoulder sprain in 1 week, so that'll be the next time we probably get an update. But this time is to the point that you actually talked about with Al Horford after the game. Like, this, the way things work tonight, I mean, that was Al Horford doing what we've seen Al Horford do over the years. And at least for the short term, if this allows him to get into a groove and give the 76ers some identity on offense, how they might go through some things, I mean, you could see it work tonight.
Well, no doubt about it. Now, it doesn't solve how he plays with Joel, which has been a bit of a concern throughout the course of the season. But to your overall point, you know, if he gets into a groove, and again, these games are in every other day, you know what I mean? They're playing four games over the course of 8 days, and I've said this so many times in recent years with the schedule tweaked the way it has been over the last few years, but breathing room in the schedule. And the Sixers, these games are on, three of these games are on national TV, so they totally want guys to be able to be in the lineup. And point being that Al Horford at his age, that's going to benefit him. And to your point again, it's just that if he's able to continue this, they're going to need him. I mean, these teams are loaded. Look at the Lakers front line, the Clippers, and so in their building. So this is a monumental task on the road without your two all-stars, but at least you come home and get a victory, recalibrate. You'll no doubt have a day off tomorrow, practice Saturday morning, then fly out to Southern California to get ready for those four games out west.
And it really is going to be a test, Tom. Obviously, the Clippers game on Sunday is a matinee. Everyone will be spry and ready to go back east for that one at 3:30. Later game on Tuesday against the Lakers. But this is one of those things where, yes, there's been some adversity as of late for the 76ers, but from a fan standpoint, you really look forward to seeing how things go in these two tests. These are marquee teams that could come out of the West.
Yeah, I'm going to challenge that spry and ready to go, because you're flying out there and then playing at noon out west. So that's a little bit different, you know what I mean? That's an early start time for the first game of a road trip. Just an adjustment, not a, you know, a plausible excuse or justification or anything like that. But it is a little bit of a different, but no doubt about it. And again, the Sixers, what was the number again? 30-some-odd national TV games during the course of the year. 38, wasn't it? Some incredible number. It was way up there. But think about that. Go back 5 years. And the Sixers had none, one, somewhere in there in years past. So to be in that, you know, to be in that conversation and to be able to play against the Lakers and the Clippers like that on national TV, and then later in the week against the Warriors a week from Saturday, no doubt about it. And again, you're gonna need everybody to step up and do it. I mean, Joel's had some of his best games in Staples against the Lakers. Sixers won there last year. Yeah, it's going to be tough. And those two teams right there are the two teams that people project to play in the Western Conference Finals with LeBron and the Lakers against Kawhi and the Clippers. But it, like I said, to be able to come home and gain a victory, and then, you know, as difficult as it's been on the road, at some point you've got to turn that around. You can't just expect to click your heels in the playoffs and start ripping off road wins. You got to be able to develop the habits and the success, the winning formula on the road. And, boy, it would be beautiful. It showed up and reared itself in these next four games.
Well put by Tom McGinnis after tonight's 115-106 win, the 76ers. Tom, talk to you out west.
All right.
Here's how it sounded, courtesy of the one and only Tom McGinnis on the Sixers radio network. Tobias Harris, purposeful indeed at the outset of tonight's game.
And here's Tobias, court length drive, good. And he scores it on Julius Randle. So New York does give up 112 points per game, and Tobias Harris looks like he's going to score 100 himself. He's got 11 points already, driving right down the lane on Julius Randle.
It really did seem like the Sixers might need to reenact the famous Wilt Chamberlain photo by the locker stall afterwards, because Harris scored the first 7 points of the night for the Sixers, finished with 14 in the opening frame as the Sixers led at 26-21 after one. In the second quarter, Glenn Robinson III, who made his third start for the 76ers, made a high-energy play.
Steal by Thybulle. Sixers play it ahead, and now here's Al Horford into the lane, backing down, underhand scoop to Robinson, and he gets a jam. So a bad pass by Smith. Thybulle came up with it, and in the end, Horford with an underhand scoop pass to Glenn Robinson for a two-hand dunk.
One of the nine assists on the evening for Horford. Glenn Robinson III, the beneficiary. 76ers led by 11. Their margin would be 61-46 at the break. In the third quarter, things tightened up a little bit more. Josh Richardson was scoreless in the first half, but that changed in the third.
Here's Tobias in the Josh Richardson with a two-hand slam. Great job by Tobias driving it on Mitchell Robinson, thinking better of trying to attack him in terms of trying to score it. So he kicks it back, and Josh Richardson soars and dunks it with two hands.
72-60. Sixers' lead was 87-79 going into the fourth. The Knicks, they just would not go away. They were always scratching at the 76ers' heels. Al Horford with the second of key back-to-back three-pointers.
And now Milton one-on-one with Bobby Portis. Over to Al, three ball from the top, and that's good. Al Horford with another tray. Timeout, New York. 185. Horford has come alive.
And just like that, it felt like the Sixers had some breathing room at last. Not so. The Knicks made it a five-point game, 107-102, with about 2 minutes to go. Tobias Harris started the night, and he would have a hand in ending it.
Here's Harris on a drive to the corner. Milton, three ball is up and good. Shake. Milton knocks it out. He's 5 for 5 from deep. Harris and Milton back-to-back threes, ball game. 70 seconds to go, the Sixers by 11.
And the Sixers would end up winning 115-108, a key 8-2 mini run in the final 2 minutes was the ultimate turning point for the Sixers. They're now 37-23. The Knicks dropped to 17-42. Final notes from the final stat sheet. Sixers shoot just under 50% from the field. The Knicks shot just over 50%. The Sixers 15-31 from outside the arc. You'll love to see it. That's the highest shooting percentage at 48.5% for the Sixers in a game in which they've knocked down at least 15 three-pointers this season. Sixers out-rebounded the Knicks 44-39. They were plus 2 on the offensive glass. Sixers just 6 turnovers. It was overall a low turnover game, only 8 committed by the Knicks. Top scorer in the game was Tobias Harris with 34, 14-21 from the field, 3 of 6 outside the arc, perfect from the line on 3 attempts, 7 rebounds, 7 assists, 19 for Shake Milton, now 39 points the last 2 games in a back-to-back, no less. He was 6 for 7 overall, 5 for 5 from 3, 15, 7 and 9 in a vintage performance from Al Horford, 11 points from Josh Richardson. He had all but one of those points in the third quarter, and 11 for Furkan Korkmaz off the bench. 76ers will now pack their bags after a practice on Saturday morning, and they will head to the Golden State, a 4-game swing up the coast of California, starting with 2 games in Los Angeles, Sunday afternoon at 3:30 against the Clippers, and then on Tuesday night late against the Los Angeles Lakers. On Wednesday, they'll be at the Sacramento Kings, and after that, it is a date with the Golden State Warriors next Saturday. You've been listening to Rewind. Look out for fresh episodes the day after every 76ers game this season.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between Lisa and West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is expertly crafted from natural latex, natural wool, and certified safe foams to elevate your sleep sanctuary and support a greener tomorrow. Plus, every purchase helps fuel Lisa's work with shelters and those in need. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Lisa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit lisa.com/iHeart. That's leesa.com/iHeart.